Our long gospel message begins with the question, who sinned? The disciples see a blind man. Who sinned, they ask, was this man a sinner or were his parents? Surely someone must have sinned. Surely his blindness is caused by sin. Then it says, Jesus spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud over the man's eyes. The image of Jesus making mud with his hands brings to mind the second creation story in Genesis, the one where God reaches down to the mud of the earth, the Adama, to make the earth creature, the Adam. Jesus makes mud and smears it on the blind man's eyes. Then he tells the man, go and wash. Before he sees him, the blind man hears and responds to Jesus' voice. What is heard and what is seen is very important in this story. People refuse to hear and see what is right in front of them. His neighbors don't recognize the man who was blind. They refuse to believe him even when he says, I am the man. The Pharisees refuse to believe him. No matter what he says, they refuse to hear, they refuse to see. Even his parents will admit that he was blind but now sees, but they will not acknowledge what everyone seems to know, that it was Jesus who did it. While the formerly blind man endures hostile questioning, his understanding of Jesus grows at each step. First, he acknowledges a man called Jesus. Then he understands Jesus as a prophet. And then he recognizes Jesus as the Son of God. Just when the man is driven out of his community, Jesus finds him. Finally, the man sees Jesus for the first time and addresses him as Lord and worships him. Elsewhere in John's gospel, Jesus says he is the good shepherd whose sheep know his voice. The man who is blind first heard Jesus' voice and followed his command to wash. When he was expelled from his community, Jesus, the good shepherd, sought him out to welcome him into his fold. The story ends with the Pharisees who say, surely we are not blind, are we? Jesus' response is, if you were blind, you would not have sin. That is, if they suffered from actual blindness, that would be no reason to accuse them of being sinners. But Jesus continues, but now you say, we see your sin remains. They refuse to see the truth about Jesus. They choose to be blind to what is right in front of them. Choosing not to hear, choosing not to see, is the sin in this story. While we are hearing and seeing things these days which disturb and even might frighten us, it seems we are all holding our breath, waiting for the full impact of COVID-19. But this is a time when we can also hear and see signs of hope, signs of grace, and signs of the abiding love of God. Someone shared this poem with me, which expresses that sense of seeing and hearing God's signs, or rather, that sense of seeing and hearing signs of God's gracious presence through this difficult time. It's by a man named Brother Richard Hendrick, and he's a Capuchin Franciscan living in Ireland. The poem's called Lockdown. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. Yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, there is even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and gray and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. Today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number through the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the sick, the homeless, and the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and we remember that, yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Today, breathe. Listen, behind the factory noises of your panic, the birds are singing again. The sky is clearing, spring is coming, and we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul. And though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing. Amen.